so out of it.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt that's so soft. Oh my God. Maybe that's the problem. That might be the problem. I'm like wearing pajamas right now. And I was putting it on and I'm like, this is a good idea. I'm just going to like wear sleepwear. But it looks fine, but it's so freaking comfortable.
You've answered what you should wear to your talk, and it is a Snuggie.
Oh my God, I used to have one.
Business casual Snuggie.
BizCas? Oh, yeah.
Is there a Snuggie that's like a fake tuxedo?
Oh,
you know, like the tuxedo shirts?
I would love one. That's a great idea.
Tuxedo.
I found it. I found the Snuggie tuxedo.
There's a Wonder Woman Snuggie.
There it is.
Oh, I see it.
Oh my God, this picture is incredible.
You look like a magician.
Kyle, I'm going to send this to you.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I need one of these for my like sales calls. I would close so many deals with this.
Oh, you would. They're like, oh, are you going to a prom? After your sales call? Who's your prom date? Is that like, are you like a magician?
It does look like, it looks like the Snuggie part that's red.
Yeah.
It looks like a cape.
It does.
Because, so it's like almost vampire-ish or magician.
Magician for sure.
Tom, what did you link to me? This link opens an app, not a website.
This is such an incredible photo without any context.
It should open Amazon.
It does not open Amazon.
Oh, God.
Oh, because you left off the H on HTTP.
That's not important.
HTTP.
The H is silent.
Hi, Kyle.
What's up?
How was your week? What did you do this week?
I just ran around.
Oh.
Just running around. I mostly spent most of my week in a phone booth like this in WeWork with the red felt background.
That's felt? Betting.
It is felt.
Whoa.
It's felt.
Wow. That completely blows up my mind now, knowing that you have like furry walls behind you. It's so interesting.
Yeah. How was your week? What did you do this week?
Oh, I didn't realize how much stuff I did until today. I had two consecutive days of user interviews. So I interviewed, supposed to be 8, but one dropped out. So 7 people. We're working with a company to build an internal tool for them. Their company's small. It's only like 9 people. So I love working with teams like that who have a particular workflow and they need help having a tool for it. So.
Yeah, I love building internal tools because you know who's using it. And you can be like, hey, I'm going to sit next to you for like a day. And we're going to watch what you do.
Yeah, it's really cool. I personally really like having relationships with the users in general. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be able to show them something, get their feedback. And then when they see it later on, be like, oh, man, this is exactly what I was talking about. And I'm like, yep, I Jedi mind tricked you, and you pretty much designed everything. I was just open
you did
to hearing it.
For me.
Yeah, I like to keep things pretty vague when I show them things. Actually, Jason and I were talking about this before about prototypes and how to kind of set them up when you are talking to someone and asking them if they've ever seen a prototype before, because prototype is such a loaded word. Sometimes people think it means this is exactly what's going to be built in the future, and some think that they actually are fully working. And I like mine to be pretty lo-fi and ambiguous and have the person like fill in the gaps, which has always been pretty good. What's your style?
I go in and don't even tell them that it's a prototype. I tell them that we're testing a web app, mm-hmm. and that it's not fully built yet. Mm-hmm. My hope is to get into the mind frame of like, oh, this is a thing that should work. And then as they go through, just be like, oh, yeah, we haven't built that yet. Oh, yeah, we haven't built that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so like after they're at like a couple screens, they kind of get the gist of like, oh, okay, this is a thing that just isn't fully built.
Yeah, and then I love when they try and click on things and nothing works. And I make jokes like, oh boy, we have a lot to do. I don't know, just whatever.
I hope you say it exactly like that.
Yeah, I do. Whoa! That was working before I came in here. I'm going to just shake my fist at no one. That's usually how those... That's my style. Sometimes I have them draw it. And I don't even... I just come in with a blank piece of paper. I'm completely serious.
It's been a while since I've done testing with sketches. But one of the things that I do like about that is that you can have them like draw on top of it.
Yeah.
It's much more throwaway. But I understand, too, that they understand it's so throwaway that they're not like mentally they're not invested at all. So there's like pros and cons to doing that.
That's a good point. Yeah. I found it useful. This is back in the day. We were building an internal tool. It wasn't a new tool. It was revamping, like re-envisioning a tool that they all knew already. This like gnarly, like Oracle database, just awful stuff. And there's like 6 million buttons. And people were so good at using it, though, because they have, that's been their job for years. So they know exactly what to do and do it quickly. So it was really helpful when trying to re-envision that tool to actually give them a piece of paper, maybe some elements, like some forms, like some form fields or some drop downs or buttons, and just kind of give them a little toolkit and be like, can you just either recreate the tool so you can kind of see what's top of mind for them and what they remember and like what they use the most, or just kind of, you know, give them a scenario, a task that they usually do, and say, if you can build the tool to do that for you in like the easiest way possible, like what would that tool look like? And those are all really interesting to kind of play with, that whole what's on the top of mind for them.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of interesting results. And everyone is like, I don't draw. And you're just like, it's okay. Who does? You know? I'm not going to put this in a museum. You're fine. We're all friends here.
I haven't run into it during a user interview, but during design sprints, people are like, I don't want to draw. I was like, it's not drawing. It's just making boxes and circles and squiggly lines.
Yeah, totally.
It's all you need to do.
That's true. I do feel a lot of pressure to make my boxes especially nice, since I am, quote, a designer, unquote, in the sprint. So sometimes, just recently, we were in a sprint, and it was pretty fast-paced. You know, that day where we were doing tons of brainstorming and sketching is fast, and it's fast for a reason. So you're not, you know, your ideas are not precious. You can throw them away. You can just kind of always think of what's top of your mind. Don't overthink stuff. But I felt like I was always just a step behind. Like, I really wanted a little more time to really think, but I just didn't have the time, so I just kept drawing things, and it just looked not very... They're just really quick, not very good looking UIs, but what can you do, you know? What can you do when you have 40 seconds to draw something, you know?
Yeah, you should go in with the expectation that it's not going to look nice.
I should bring a portfolio of failed sketches in the past.
I feel like that's you as the artist and not you as the designer speaking.
That's very true. That's true.
I force people in design sprints to use like the big Sharpies,
yes,
for that reason, because I've had people like bust out a pen and start like doing detailed sketches. And I'm like, nope, get that out of here.
Yep.
You got to use the big old Sharpie.
Definitely. And we had a period of time here where every Sharpie didn't have a sharp tip. And
even better.
I hate. They're so useless to me if they're not sharp.
Blunt Sharpie.
Yeah. They're not like dullies, you know. I had to immediately... It's not what it's called. So I immediately put in a request for new Sharpies after... I felt like I was in a nightmare. Like, there was like a ton of pens, and I kept removing the cap, and I kept being disappointed every single time. Is my hell, I think.
They all still worked, right? Like,
depends.
My hell
on what that means.
Is with whiteboard markers, and none of them ever working. And the only one that does work is like the neon yellow one that you can barely see.
That's always so embarrassing too. Like, I always forget to check that. And then you're in the sprint and you're like, oh, this is a great idea. Let's get the whiteboard marker out. And then you open it and it just doesn't work. And then you're like, oh, do we have any more? And then someone's like, oh, no, I'll check. And then they go and check. And then you're sitting there for like 5 minutes. Like, we're just getting the markers ready. Like, oh my God. So time for a joke, I guess, you know. But there's nothing more satisfying than opening up a brand new box of whiteboard markers, especially the black ones. It's just, you can see that from like 6 miles away. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've gotten into a groove of like when something's even starting to like fade out a little bit, I just throw it out.
Nice.
Like, nope, it's gone. It's not worth it. Because then you do end up in a situation like you're talking about where mm-hmm. it's like halfway working. And here we don't have the luxury of 5 minute marker trip. It's more like, we need to go to CVS.
Oh, right.
We don't have it in the office.
Oh no. But we have beer, so.
We have some beer and coffee.
Yeah. I've just also gotten into the habit of throwing out Sharpies that are useless. It's a waste of Sharpie. I really do think that they're useless when they're not sharp anymore. I think
they're better when they're not sharp.
Why? For drawing, you mean, just in general?
For design sprints, because your ideas have to be bigger.
That's true.
You can't do detail.
I'll just mail them all to you then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, send them my way. I like giant Sharpies that are
I like those.
Dull. I like the dull Sharpies.
There should be an island somewhere of misfit. Lost Sharpies.
Misfit Sharpies.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the ones that have like the double tip. Like there's the fine tip and then there's the one that's usually dull that used to be sharp.
Yeah. I don't know. Just give me a regular Sharpie. All the variants are useless. I especially dislike when we've gotten in the past like colored Sharpies. It's got to be black.
Yeah. I do appreciate all the colors, you know, that we get, but the yellow ones I don't really get. No, you can use the yellow. That's fine.
For whiteboard, I like a little variation because it's nicer to draw some UI elements. But for the regular Sharpies, just give me black Sharpies. For Post-its, I only want the, like, standard yellow ones. So, like, I go into a design sprint, like, plain Jane boring. Like black Sharpies, yellow Post-its, white printer paper.
Wow. Do you have like a clip for your cell phone too? To like and the pocket protector.
I was talking to Sam, one of the designers in our office here. Mm-hmm. She was like, I saw someone yesterday. Was it yesterday? That had a fanny pack. And I was like, oh, it was so awesome. She's like, we should have one of those for our design sprints. And that evolved to me wanting a Batman belt.
Oh.
But design sprint supply. So I can just like start pulling out Post-its from my Post-it pocket and like Sharpies. And the belt buckle would be a giant Thoughtbot logo.
Oh my God. This is.
And so every time I go into a design sprint, I get to put on my design sprint belt.
That's
sorry, your
incredible.
Pocket protector reminded me of the design sprint belt.
Don't be sorry. This is wonderful. What other tools would you have in your fanny pack? No, your Batman belt. Sorry. Wait, did Batman just have a glorified fanny pack? Is that what we're talking about here right now?
Potentially. I think he did.
I think Alfred may have made a fanny pack first. And Batman was like, Alfred.
Version one of Batman belt was actually a fanny pack.
Yes. Sir, it's leather. And he's like, Alfred, who do you think I am? I need at least 8 pockets. Oh, man.
I like the idea, though, that like Batman's out fighting crime and he dives into his fanny pack to grab like one of the bat stars. And instead he gets like the grappling hook and it just ends in disaster. And he goes back and like iterates on it and uses design thinking to like.
That's good.
This is a comic book that I would really enjoy.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't exist of like how Batman came to his Batman belt.
Yeah, through iteration and like his car. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure, yeah, I almost made a statement like, well, I'm sure Alfred had a lot to do with it, but then I realized this is all fake and this is not a real thing.
Maybe Are you he's, for real? What?
Maybe Batman is real. Who knows? I would personally would like a signal of some sort for me to be summoned somewhere.
To your design sprint? Like, in order for our designers to go into a design sprint, like, we have to turn on the designer signal.
And what would that be?
This is so bad.
What would that signal be for a designer? Like, glasses? Scarves? I don't know.
I don't know.
Coffee. Just the smell of coffee.
That would do it.
Yeah, that's it. Or that's all you need. Like, Batman just needed a nice cup of coffee, you know, at the end of the day.
Probably. He did all of his crime fighting at night. How did he get through the night? He probably drank a shit ton of coffee.
Probably. Definitely. I mean, definitely.
We've totally gone on a random tangent here.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, speaking of Sharpies and whiteboards and all that stuff, one time I was interviewing someone and she accidentally used a Sharpie on the whiteboard and used the whole whiteboard. And I didn't either catch it till later or something happened, but pretty much at the end of the day, I had to go and remove. It took me like a half an hour. You just color over the Sharpie with a whiteboard marker, and then you erase both of them together in harmony, in unison.
Oh, it works that easily?
Yeah, but you know how annoying it is to have to like go over every single stroke someone else did with like a whiteboard marker? Oh, God, it took forever.
Yeah.
Took forever. I'll never forget that interview, though. So, note to self for aspiring designers. Use permanent marker on the whiteboards, and you will never be forgotten.
The other thing that we were going to talk about the design values and the workshop that we did. And
Yeah, I have it up.
Objectives. You have it. You're more prepared than I am.
Yeah, I found it. It took me a while to find it, but I found it in GitHub.
It's probably an issue.
Yeah, I was like, where is this? But it's here it is. Yeah, so why don't you just tell us a story about... Yeah, how did this come to be? And what are we talking about right now? It's pretty vague.
Yeah, so we are hiring in almost every office, designers or design directors. And in the past, designers have felt like our development kind of overwhelmed the design team. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, the values as a design team at ThoughtBot were a lot stronger than they currently were. They were, I feel like they were like unspoken, like the unspoken rules of baseball. But I wanted to have a more concrete place to point and look at them. And this all came to a head because we're doing our planning for the next year. And I started to look at some of the things that like as a team, I would like us to achieve, and started to write down values, but kind of rushed through them, and they all came from me. And so they weren't really strong. They weren't really good. And I wanted them to drive the team success. So I hit up every design director and was like, we're going to do this as a team. So I had each one of you run an exercise, and it was supposed to be like 60 to 90 minutes, answer a couple questions, and write on a bunch of post-its.
That's true. I have the questions that you asked. So I was one of those design directors who ran this workshop, and we had a series of questions for the team to answer, which were, what do we value in great design? How do we design great products? Where does design stand in the company? How do designers influence change in our work? And what kind of projects excite us as designers? So we went through and I did a time box, some brainstorming exercises with post-its, all different colors and all Sharpies of varying points. And we put up just a bunch of all of our personal answers to these questions and then put them on the board and clustered them into groups and insights. And then you took all of those, right, throughout all the offices.
Yeah, so every office did that. And the nice thing is each office did it in its own kind of unique way, which is awesome for me to see. The other awesome thing for me to see was like when everyone did send me their stuff, there was definitely alignment among the team of like, what are the central points that are specific to Thoughtbot and design here at Thoughtbot? And that was what I was secretly hoping for. So after I had done those initial ones, I had gone back and did essentially this whole thing before I asked everyone else to, did it by myself. And the core, the first couple, all came from what I thought the team values were. And then I left some room to see what else essentially coalesced around. And I wanted to, A, make sure that everyone agreed with me on those first couple, and that C, were the other like groupings or like different points of strong opinions, I guess, where those formed. And so I kind of gathered them all together, gave them each a title and kind of some thinking for each one of them of why. And then the hope is that we'll use these values as a team, as our North Star, essentially, to like plan for the goals and objectives that we have for the next quarter and the next few years, but also as a tool for all of the hiring managers. So me and the design directors to look at and point to when hiring someone, you know, making sure that they have these same values that we do as a team.
Yeah, it was a great exercise to do. What you came up with, the summary of all those brainstorming sessions and all of our ideas were really, really good. Like, totally hit the nail on the head. I'm going to read them because there's like five of them. But our Thoughtbot design team values, we have design is the champion for the user. Iteration leads to great design. Design makes businesses successful. Everyone designs. And design is a craft. And I thought the way you broke all those down too into what they mean was it was really refreshing to read, because a lot of these thoughts have always been kind of bouncing around in my head. And whenever things bounce around in my head, I want to write them down, you know, so I don't forget them. And this is pretty much that. Everything is written down for me, which is great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I will say that like these will hopefully, by the time we release this episode, they'll be on our website. So people will be able to go to, I think it'll be thoughtbot.com/design-values and be able to see essentially what came out. All of the studios doing their own kind of thinking around them. I also wanted it to be from that first version that was not very good. Like, I wanted it to be a group effort. I wanted input, which is why I asked every office to do this. I wanted it to feel like everyone had A, contributed to them, and B, that I was only like, I was essentially doing the least amount of work. Like, everyone else was doing the heavy lifting for me, which was like thinking through what these values were. And I was just collecting them and regurgitating in a nicer form what those were.
That is exactly what happened. And because we all contributed, I feel like there's a little pieces of us all in there as well. So in general, I thought it was a really great exploration and way to kind of to just define what our values are as a company as a whole. It was great.
And they each play off of two, or they should, our company purpose. So we do have company values. I guess that's a good thing to point out here. And we've had those for a while, and these are specific for the design team.
Yep, exactly.
And so yeah, now the next step is essentially quarterly. We're going to meet as a design team to go over, to rethink through what those values are, and then everyone individually will establish goals, objectives, to make sure that we're continuing to reinforce those values and share those values with our community.
Yeah, and that's what I was working on too this week, was writing up my own objectives, which were, you helped me immensely with getting my to-do list item out of the goal. Like, it's just really hard to explain, but what I wanted to do, let's say, was, you know, schedule a monthly retro with the design team. So I was putting that as my goal, but really the goal is, you know, fostering communication, you know, opening up the communication channel, you know, between designers in Boston. And then a way of doing that is to schedule a retro So that was a good flip. I needed that.
Yeah, it's important for us to know why we're doing things. But yeah. Also, like, that's I hate to tell you this, but that's the same thing that I do with clients. Like, you came to me with a solution, and I was like, oh, this is a great solution. Why are you doing it?
So I pay you
tell
now?
Tell me about the problem. I mean, yeah.
5 cents. More to come on that later. Just you wait. Yeah.
I mean, you can explain some of that.
Yeah. So we, as a...
No, just explain the Charlie Brown.
We are going to do like a guerrilla style, just getting designers out into the world and setting up shop like Lucy in Peanuts, like a psychiatrist, like the psychiatrist is in booth where she gives... awful advice. We're not going to give awful advice. I'm not quite sure what advice we're going to be giving, but we're going to be I'm going to build a booth that says like the designer is in, and we're going to set up shop. Right.
Lucy's thing was 5 cents. You had to pay her 5 cents for her psych eval.
Exactly.
On the spot.
Yep.
Psych eval.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what we're going to do. And I'm super excited. I've always wanted to do something like that. And I think it'll be a lot of just people asking who we are and what we're doing, which is perfect. That's great. That's exactly what I want to happen. So the idea would be to kind of come and, I mean, ideally, right? Like we'll do this over a course of a few days, and ideally someone will come with, ideally someone will have an app or something, right, that they need help with. But really it's going to be us having conversations about design. At the end of the day, and like what that means and why we do it and where we do it and how we do it. So we should play This Is How We Do It while we're out there.
This is how we do it.
So that's one of our, and the overarching goal is to, for us to get out outside of the office and into the community and kind of promote Thoughtbot.
For 5 cents each.
For 5 cents each insight. Yeah, I mean, I haven't paid 5 cents for anything since I was like a child. So it'll be a good exploration too, and we'll gather a lot of data as to who has coins in there with them, and then we can sell that data to someone.
And who's willing to give 5 cents to a stranger for design advice?
That's also a metric we will be capturing. Maybe this is nice. The overarching goal. What are the characteristics of people? What do they have in their wallet? You know, so. Lot going on this spring.
So yeah, we've locked those down. Hopefully every office will have finished those by Friday, and next quarter we'll all get together and celebrate because we did a bunch of stuff.
Yes, exactly. It's weird thinking about the year in quarters. It makes it feel like a very small amount of time. Like 12 months. You know? It's weird. I never thought of the year in quarters before. Like actively thinking about it in terms of like this quarter ends end of June. And me being like, yeah. Oh man, okay, so how many Fridays do I have to kind of dedicate time? Oh, not many. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why splitting it down to quarters makes sense for us is because we essentially, for a lot of these things, only have our Fridays, our investment day to tackle them. So getting only less than a handful of things into there, like for every designer having 1 to 2 things. The hope, too, is that it focuses our investment time as designers so that we're being more cognizant of how we're spending that time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We'll see. It's still an experiment. And as to our values, we're always iterating.
Mm-hmm. That's one of our values.
Right.
So meta. A value should be these values are ever changing. They are though, but they're not. You know what I mean? When's it ever finished, really? Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got.
Me too. I'm going to go also enjoy a beer and welcome the weekend with open arms.
Yeah. Enjoy that.
I will. To kind of, you know, wrap this up. You can find show notes at tentative.fm/51. You can tweet at us at tentativefm. Please tweet at us. And you can email us also, please email us, at hosts@tentative.fm. If you have any suggestions for, you know, any other kinds of Snuggies one might be able to acquire, please send suggestions our way. And also, any comments at all about Batman, please also send our way. Maybe through Bat Signal. That's it.
Goodbye. Have a good weekend.
You too. Have a wonderful weekend.
This podcast was brought to you by ThoughtBot. We are experienced designers and developers who turn your idea into the right product. With local studios in Boston, San Francisco, New York, London, Austin, and Raleigh, let's build something great together.